Yeah, they should bring back the Metron. It was very clean, crispy, clean, starch, everything was clean. Yeah. That's one thing now, you go in hospital now, you don't see those kind of thing. No, everything was clean. And if it wasn't clean, you would be told if the bed wasn't made properly, then they have to make it again. So it was... Yeah, I suppose you wake up in the morning, you have your shower.
You had a shower?
Bath. And then make yourself comfortable, feed the baby, have your breakfast. Sometimes they go teach us how to bath the baby, how to look after the baby, put the diaper and all this and that. And then, oh, can't remember everything. And probably you have a rest, read, go in the restroom, or go to the service, or just say a prayer. And probably just chat to your friend. Lunchtime, everything was like clockwork, so you have a time for everything. But I can't really remember everything that happened on a typical day.
Was the baby, your baby, beside your bed or in a different room? Or
no, beside your bed in the cot.
All day and night?
I think in the night time they used to take the baby away to give you a good night's sleep.
Oh, right, so they were concerned about you getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be able to function properly, look after the baby the next day. I think, yeah, and if the baby was crying, sometimes a nurse will come and take the baby. In the night, so not to disturb all the others. Yeah, a nurse will come and take the baby that was crying away. So they give the other parents a chance, because then one baby cry can wake the whole lot. Probably, you know, because the nurse used to have a room where they sit, you know, and then they probably keep the baby there until the baby set up.
Yeah. So you did have babies beside you all night, think,
yeah,
sometimes?
You did, yeah, yeah. And if one was crying, they'll come and take it away.
Right.
Yeah.
And how long did you stay in hospital after giving birth?
8 days.